You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good afternoon. Good to see everyone here. If you're our guest here, we're glad that you're here, and we're praying that this will be a first of many times that you will join us just to hear God's word and experience His presence and just have a wonderful time building our relationship with Him. If you're new here, my name is Lee. I'm one of the pastors here. And we're right in the middle of our series, The God Nobody Wants. Okay, bakit yun yung title natin? We're talking about different attributes of God that people have a hard time accepting. And what we're doing in this series is we're looking at these attributes. As difficult as it may sound that God has these attributes, we're going to look at it in a biblical perspective and see that it is actually a good attribute. And the same thing, last week we talked about the holiness of God, that God is so magnificent, so holy, and in spite of that, that He accepts us. Now, we are so far from Him. And last week, there was a moment that I took out my mic and I was yelling and screaming. And, you know, in the scripture last week, we were talking about when God just spoke, the foundation shook. And last week, I was yelling and screaming, and no one just reacted. There was just a lot of shocked look, and they thought that I was going to jump from the stage. But ganun lang, walang reaction, nothing moved. But that's how holy and magnificent our God is. He speaks, and the foundation shakes. I mean, that's an amazing fact. Today, we're going to be talking about a jealous God. Okay, ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng jealous God? Kung iniisip natin to in our worldly views, then it may be a negative thought about it. But we're going to see in the biblical perspective how it is important for us to understand that He is holy, and it will be something, not holy, but He is jealous, and it's something that we will actually desire, that God is actually jealous for us. I'm not going to delay this any further. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus. This is in the Old Testament, the second book of the Bible. And I want us to stand up in reverence to the reading of God's Word. Kung bago lang kayo dito, wala kayong dalang Bible, you can read along with us on the screen. But if you've been coming here for a while, my challenge is really for you to have your own Bible, whether you have it on your phone, an iPad, whether it's a hard copy, old school, naka-scroll pa yung dala nyo, that's fine. Okay, kung ano man yung, ano, it's always good for us to have an encounter with God's Word because that's the way we can understand Him even more. Okay ba yun? All right, we're going to start in verse 10. Exodus chapter 34, verse 10. We're going to read that. And He said, "Behold, I am making a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels, such as has not been created in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe that I command you this day. Behold, I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites." Verse 12, "Take care lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land to which you go, lest it become a snare in your midst. You shall tear down their altars and break their pillars and cut down their asherim. For you shall worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that today you will illuminate your word, that we will have an understanding of what it means when you call yourself a jealous God. I pray, Lord, that it will be something that will touch our hearts, that will touch our hearts and our minds to have this understanding, and something that we will accept and desire. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint the preaching of your word this afternoon. There are no accidents with you, and so everyone that's here today will understand and have a clear understanding of your goodness and your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Anoint the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. God is calling Himself a jealous God. Sabi niya, yun yung pangalan ko. My name is jealous. Okay? And you know, when you look at that and our understanding of jealousy, it really doesn't compute. Parang 1 plus 1 nagiging 3. But somehow, He says it and we can't take it for granted. We have to have an understanding, ano ba nga yung sinasabi niya? Bakit importante to para sa atin? And when you look at this, some people have such a wrong understanding of what jealousy is na hindi nila ma-relate yun sa Panginoon. But really, makikita mo, there are negative aspects of jealousy and there are positive aspects of jealousy. And there are people, when we're talking about the God nobody wants, who wants a jealous God? Kung iisipin mo. But really, this is one point where, are you familiar with Oprah Winfrey? Okay, Oprah Winfrey is a famous TV personality, host and everything. She grew up actually in a Christian home. At the age of 6, her nickname in the family was called Preacher. Tawag sa kanya, the Preacher. And the reason for that was she could recite and memorize scripture. So she knows the Bible. But at a certain point in her life, she was saying sometime in her mid-20s or late-20s, she was listening to the preacher talking about how holy God is, how magnificent God is, how He is in control of everything. And so she was listening to the preacher and parang, wow, she was getting amazed. Like some of you right now. Parang ganun yung nararamdaman nyo. Okay? Yeah, okay. Say, go on. But that's what she was feeling. And then all of a sudden, the preacher said, and our God is a jealous God. Right then, something clicked in her heart. And she could not reconcile with that. Sabi niya, how God is jealous of me? She was saying in an interview, God is jealous of me? I can't. Why? That can't be. I've seen jealous people and I don't like them. And somehow she couldn't reconcile that. And from that moment, she searched for her own spirituality. She turned away from Christianity and everything that she believes in as she was growing up and is now finding her own goodness within herself. And that's unfortunate. Because she had not only a different, but she didn't understand the meaning of what a jealous God really means. And that's what we're going to look at today. Titingnan natin, bakit tinawag ng Panginoon sarili niya na siloso? Siloso daw ang Panginoon. Okay? And why would He call Himself that? And once we understand it, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the preaching, I want us to understand it. And at the same time, desire that He is something who's jealous for us. Just like what we were seeing earlier, He is jealous for me. Si Oprah, ang nadinig niya, God is jealous of me. There's a big difference between just that of and for. I mean, if God is jealous for you, He wants that relationship so much. That's why He wants that relationship to be intimate and close. And that's what I want. For all of us to have that intimate relationship with God that will never be able to tear us apart from Him. And that's the same desire that God has for us. So titingnan natin, when we look at a dictionary and we look at the definition of jealousy, it's actually all sort of in the negative sense. Sinasabi dito, an unhappy or angry feeling that you want something but you don't have it. Naramdaman nyo na ba yon? Yung parang yung kapitbahay mo, they just bought a new car, ikaw parang, wow, ang ganda naman ng bagong kotse nila, paano naman ako? Okay? Paano, yung best friend mo, merong bagong boyfriend, okay, mayaman, guwapo, okay, bakit siya meron, ako wala? Okay? Medyo merong nakaramdam nun. Okay? We become envious. Jealousy and envious, yun yung parang nangyayari doon. Okay? Bakit si Pastor Larry pumapayat na nakakapag-tuck in? Ako hindi pa rin. I mean, something like that, di ba? Love you, Pastor Larry. We become envious of someone because they have something we don't want. And we all know when we see that, we can't say that it's a positive thing. Tama? It's more related to to a negative thing. But also, we see this, it's a very, very strong emotion. When there's jealousy, it's so strong that it makes people do things that on the normal, they won't be able to do. Hindi nila gagawin yung bagay na yon. When we hear about crimes of passion, there will be a spouse that will hurt and kill because they're jealous about their spouse. Diba? Wala naman dito sa kwarto na yon. They were all in the 11 o'clock. Okay? But it's a very, very strong feeling. But what we need to understand that there are negative aspects of jealousy, but there's also a good aspect of jealousy. Merong tayong tinatawag na good cholesterol. Tama? Meron din tinatawag na bad cholesterol. And I just want to be clear. I have good cholesterol. Okay? May balance. Hindi nga lahalang halata. Pero may balance yon. Okay? So there's also negative parts of jealousy and there's also positive parts of jealousy. That's what we need to understand. The Bible talks about both. When you look at Saul being jealous of David, okay, to the point that he wanted David killed. This is his son-in-law. You think you have in-law problems? Here's the king who's his father-in-law trying to kill him. Okay, meron ba dito? Huwag na kayong magtaas ng kamay. Do you have that type of problems with your in-laws? I hope not. But that's scary. That's something that's based on his insecurity. Okay? Bad jealousy has its root in insecurity, selfishness, and pride. Yun yung pinanggagalingan ng mga bad jealousy. Okay? We saw it also with Joseph and his brothers. He had favor from his dad, and so he had a colorful coat, and his brothers were so jealous of him na una gusto nilang patayin. Okay? Jealousy will push you to the point where you want to kill or harm someone. But instead, sabi nila, when we kill him, it won't benefit us other than him not being around. So why don't we just sell him? Pakikitaan pa natin. And so that's what we did. But as we all know that the negative part that happened to Joseph, God turned it for his good. And so but there's that jealousy that's happening. Now, we also see the good side of jealousy. Okay, good side of jealousy is rooted in selflessness, mercy, grace, trust, and the most important thing is love. When that is the root of your jealousy, you become jealous because you love someone so much. Na pag something is taking you away from that relationship or there's a threat in that relationship, you want to hold on. Now, yung good part na yon, minsan nagiging negative din. But we're gonna look at it here more on a positive sense. Alam mo, makikita mo yan, pag kung seloso ka o hindi, I mean, some people, they think, hindi naman ako seloso eh. Pero nakita mo, nagpapawis yung kanyang upper lip. Nadinig niyo na ba yan? Pag pinapapawisin yung upper lip, seloso ka daw. Sabi ko, hindi ko pa, sir. Meron mga nakita ko kayo, napupunas kayo eh. But that's that I don't know if that's true or maybe it's a myth. But yun yung mga nadidinig natin. So we don't know kung siloso. But you know, minsan merong siloso tao na depende kung sino yung kausap nung Mr. nila o Mrs. nila, siloso sila o hindi. Alam niyo yun? Pag pangit yung kausap, hindi kayo nagsiselos. O, mamin kayo. Okay? Pero pag gwapo, o mas feeling nyo, mas maganda sa inyo, parang, bakit sila nag-uusap? Ano yung pinag-uusapan nila? Okay? You become insecure. Okay? And so, at least, sa akin, bihira lang naman nangyayari yun. Na mas gwapo sa akin. Di ba, no? Hindi nag-agree. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, let's go back to the spirit. Okay? Alright, so here's the situation where we can see that in spite of the rebellion and the sinfulness of Israel, that God was actually jealous for them. And we're going to see here how where the root of that jealousy is about God towards us. And we can see in the text that we were reading, yung background yan, bibigyan yung background, is that God was restoring the covenant with Israel. Remember, God gave the laws. And then Moses went up to the mountain and God carved out the Ten Commandments. And while he was doing that, and Moses was with God, okay, the rest of the people of Israel, they were down on the bottom of the mountain, and because of their insecurity, nasa na si Moses? Nasa na siya? Umalis na siya? Antagal na niyang wala dito. So what they did was they made a golden calf and started worshiping this golden calf. Precisely what God was telling them not to do. But because of their insecurity, they turned to other things. They turned to other gods. And so that's, in spite of that, here was God trying to rebuild. So Moses went down and he got so upset, he threw the tablets of stone and they broke. And so now God was now meeting up with Moses once again, up in the mountain, and there they were restoring. He instructed Moses to carve out two pieces of stone. And with God's own finger, it says in God's word, he started writing down once again the Ten Commandments, the law that they were supposed to, the covenant that they had. Okay, so we're gonna start with that, and we're gonna start with verse 6. Good jealousy and bad jealousy. Verse 6, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Just look at that. Isn't that a God that you want? Mabagal magalit. Okay? Merciful. He would always show us his mercy. That's a God we want. And Moses and the Lord was now declaring it once again about him, about himself. And abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Keeping steadfast love for thousands. Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. We all want that part of God. Tama? I mean, I want my sins forgiven. I want my faults to be taken away. Okay? And so here, but who will by no means clear the guilty? Visiting iniquities of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Sometimes we live our lives, makikita mo, generations are being passed on. The sins are being passed on from generation to generation. Makikita mo minsan sa family line mo, okay, merong mga problema na napapasa because of their unfaithfulness with God. And I'm praying that right now, this is my prayer, even for my family. Okay, in my family, above me, there's a lot of problems with relationships. Marriages being broken. Families outside of their families. Okay, marami akong mga half-half-half. Half-brother, half-sister, half-cousin, half-lolo, half-lola. Mayroong mga ganon. It's just a reality. But now, I know, I understand this. This is not something I want to pass on to my children. I want to have a godly marriage because I have a beautiful wife. And that will be passed on to them. I want my children to have solid marriages. And it's so important for us to build that relationship. I'm protecting that. I'm jealous for my family. And it's just right for me to be that way. But it's passed on sometimes. And we see that that's their situation. In verse 8, and Moses quickly bowed down his head towards the earth and worshiped. When God was revealing who he was and explaining all his different other attributes, Moses just fell down in an act of humility, in an act of repentance, in saying, he said, if now I have found favor in your sight, he's talking now to God, okay? Oh Lord, please let the Lord go in the midst of us. Lord, wag mo kaming iwanan. Please still be in our lives. For it is a stiff-necked people. And pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us for your inheritance. God, Moses was realizing, alam mo, matitigas ang ulo namin. But Lord, please still be with us. Wag mo kaming iwan. Stay with us. We want that relationship with you. And so this is the background. In spite of their rebellion, in spite of their sins, God was building this relationship once again. Sabi niya, come back here. We're going to restore the tablets that you broke. Can you imagine? God was giving you something and then sinira mo. And then God is saying, okay, I'm going to restore it back to you. Okay, I'm gonna fix it. The stone that you destroyed, we will do it again. Okay, I appreciate with my children when they break something. They love playing with Legos. When they break something, it's okay. Okay, first, syempre, umiiyak sila. You know what? We can build it again. And you can build it and make it stronger. So when they realize that it's something that can be brought back together, then they appreciate it. You know what this speaks to us today? No matter what your background is, no matter what you've experienced in your life, God can put it back together. A marriage can be brought back together. A relationship can be brought back together. Finances can God can pour it back into your life in such a way that you'll just be amazed how He's able to do that. That's the covenant that we have with God. That's something that God will do for us in spite of your stiff neck. Lagyan mo na lang sa lompas. I mean, no matter how hard-headed we are, God can change us and restore us back. And that's the beauty of our God. Okay, we'll move on to verse 10. Okay, verse 10, we'll read this. And He said, "Behold, I am making a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels such as have not been created in all the earth or in any nation." Isn't that amazing? God is initiating this. Siya yung nag-umpisa nito. It's not like us reaching to God and said, "God, bless us in different ways." No, no. God is the one that's reaching to us. Siya yung lumalapit sa atin. Then sinasabi niya, "I am making a covenant with you." Okay, yung covenant na yun, a covenant is much greater than a contract. This covenant, if you remember, this is written in stone. I don't know how, this is, nakasulat na eh. That's how amazing this covenant that God is making with us, because He's going to write it, and based on who you're having the covenant with will determine how faithful that person is. And if God is doing the covenant with us, if God is the one making the covenant with us, how assured are you that it's going to happen? You can take it to the bank. That's something that you can trust. That's something that you're assured of because of His faithfulness. Okay? When God says something, it happens. And if God is saying, "I'm making a covenant with you," wow. Sa tigas ng ulo ko nito, you're making a covenant with me? He said, yes. Good. That's amazing. When Pastor Larry invites you, we're going to have a great meal tonight. That excites me because of the person who's saying it. I'm going to order the right food. We're going to order the right things. That excites me. I don't know what excites you, but ako, excited ako doon. Okay? Because of the person who's making the covenant, who's saying it. Okay? And that's what God is saying to us. "I am writing it in stone. I am writing it and saying it and declaring it, and it's going to happen in your life." This is the covenant that He's making. He's not just making empty promises. And we have enough of those empty promises. But God is making a covenant greater than any contract that you can experience. And here's what He was saying. Observe. There we go. We have a covenant relationship with Him. That's how God is describing our relationship with Him. And in verse 11, "Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites." Anong ibig sabihin nun? These are all just different nations. Now God could have chosen. They were as sinful as Israel. But instead of that, sabi niya, "I love Israel. And I'm going to move all these people out so you can go into their land. That you can experience whatever they built. Vineyards that they built. Palaces that they built. Now it's yours. God is giving it to them." Okay? "Take care lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land to which you go, lest it becomes a snare in your midst." Yun lang ang sinasabi niya. Okay? "I've chosen you. Okay, I'm moving other people out so you can experience it. Just don't make a covenant, because your covenant is with me." It's a relationship that He wants with us. And many times when we talk about covenants, it's always related to the covenant of marriage. When the covenant of marriage, when you get into a covenant, when you say "I do," and your spouse says "I do," that's a covenant. You become one. There are parts of me that only belong to my wife, and that's the way it should be. And there are parts of her that belongs to me, and it's mine. And it's not meant for anybody else. Tama? That's the way it should be. So when there's something that's trying to take that away, I can be jealous for it. Not that will lead me to sin, but I can be jealous in that relationship and make sure that it's intact. That's why God was telling them, don't make a covenant with these people, because once you make a covenant with them, they will veer you away from me. This is God talking about this. This is so valuable. This relationship, He wants us to be so close to Him. An intimate relationship with Him. Individually, He wants that. And as a church, all of us. That's why we're here every week. We're talking about, you know, join a victory group, because we want to help you in that. I know I have my issues, you have your issues, and we can help one another in that. And by the grace of God, those can be resolved in our lives, and we can face the challenges. Face the challenges that are before us, together, helping one another. That's why we're always encouraging you in that. It's an exclusive relationship. A covenant that He's making with us, and He wants it for all of us. Remember, God does not want anyone to perish, but come into repentance and in the knowledge of Christ, understanding who He is. But sometimes, yun nga ang nangyayari, people veer away. They allow little things. They start umpisayan sa mga flirting, and then parang patawa, and then later on, it escalates to pa-text, and then iba na yung lunch, and then after the lunch, dinner, tapos overnight. It escalates. It doesn't, you know, you don't fall into sin. You don't parang, oh, Lord, I'm not gonna sin today, and then back, I'm with somebody else. That doesn't happen. It may happen in movies, but that's not realistic. But it starts with little things. And so sinasabi ng Panginoon, in our covenant, habang maliit pa lang, I want you to be with me. I want you to know me, that I am jealous for you. I want this exclusive relationship to remain that way. How many of you, if you're married, okay, do you have married people here? Oh, sino naman yung mga single? Taas yung mga kamay ng mga single. Then look around, okay? Okay. I'm helping you out. I don't know why. Look, taas ulit yung mga single. Okay, taas yung mga single. Look around. Okay. All right. Kayo na bahala dyan. How many of you, if your prospective spouse or your spouse right now would make a deal? Sabi niya, okay, for 360 days of the year, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to massage you. Do everything that you desire. I'm going to do it for you for 360 days. You'll have me all of me, 100% of me. It's all of this, all yours, for 360 days. How many of you would agree with that? See, no, 360 days, all your desires, your spouse will give it to you. 360 days. Meron ba mag-agree? Bakit? Why? What? Depending on the leap year, di ba? Meron 365 or 366. So, yeah, but for 5 days, I'll just go back to my ex. Pwede ba yan? No? Some, who would agree with that? Parang, yeah, that sounds good, Pastor. No! No! Okay, meron pang tatawad. Okay, kung 364, pwede ba? 300. One day. I'll go back. One day off. Di ba merong mga deal na ganoon? They have deals. There's an out. Tinatawag na, you're my out. Na if somehow you get an opportunity to commit adultery, your spouse is okay if you commit adultery with a particular person. I heard that and it was weird. That's weird. No, of course not. And yet, that's what we do with our relationship with God. Meron tayong mga tinatago. The sins we've always wanted, okay? That we hide from God. Lord, you can have everything except for this one thing. That's the way we treat Him. That's not the covenant that we're making with our God. It's 365. Kung sabihin mo pa, 367 days, you're together, you're one. And you're not gonna give yourself to anything else. Because that's the covenant that you've made. God is jealous. It's not born out of insecurity. Okay? It's not born out of fear that they're gonna lose you. It's born out of His great, deep love for you and for me. Doon nang gagaling yung jealousy niya. Na ayaw niya kang mawala. God has so many wonderful plans that He wants to do in our lives. But every time we veer away from Him, part of that plan is sometimes removed. He is willing to give it. He's ready to give it. But because of our unfaithfulness, we put ourselves in a position where we can't receive it from Him. I hope that's not the case. Ang nangyayari niyan, we have functional saviors. Yung tinatawag natin, you shall tear down their altars and break down their pillars and cut down their asherim. Okay? Alright. For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and when they whore after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and you are invited, you will eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters for your sons, and their daughters whore after their gods, and make your sons whore after their gods. You shall not make yourselves any god of cast metal. This cast metal is what we call idolatry. Okay, and idolatry is making something good. Sometimes it's a good thing, and make it the ultimate thing. And it's yung idolatry na yan, and another term for that is functional savior. Yun yung sinasabi ko na sasabihin mo sa Panginoon, Lord, kung meron lang akong ganyan, okay na ako. Kung bibigay mo lang sa akin to, I'll give the rest to you. And when you're doing that, you're elevating that thing above God. And these things that we're elevating in our lives, you know, hindi na masyado uso ngayon yung mga idols eh. Pero marami pa rin yung mga hip-hop cat. Okay, marami pa rin naniniwala doon. They love that. But those are just idolatry. You're putting your trust in something other than God. And every time we're doing that, that's what idolatry is. And sometimes it's a good thing that we're replacing God with. Okay? It's actually a good thing. It's not necessarily bad things that we're doing. But again, going back to the Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. Walang mauuna sa Panginoon sa buhay natin, even the good things that we have in our lives. I love my family. I love them. I'll do so many things. I mean, hindi ko alam kung ano yung what I'm capable of doing just to protect them and to love them and to provide for them. I'll do a lot of things. My relationship with my wife is next to God is the most important thing in my life. Okay, I love them so much. But sometimes, even the things that we love the most can be an idol in our lives. Na lahat na lang, ano ba yung, oh, she's so cute. I mean, and whatever she says, we're going to follow. She wants to sleep at 2 a.m. Oh, Sabrina wants it. Let's do it. Okay. Oh, they don't want to go to school. Oh, okay, Dad. I felt that before. I didn't want to go to school. Okay, let's do it. That's what she wants. Okay, we want to eat chocolate all the time. Well, yes, we do sometimes. Or ice cream. Every meal will be ice cream. Sounds good, right? But when we start doing that, what we're doing is we're elevating her more than anything else. No, my wife and I need to go out on a date. No, but they said we can't. No, it's important for us. It's important for me to build that ultimate relationship that God has given me. The covenant of marriage that God has given me with my wife. I want that because I want a good example for my children of what a marriage should look like. And the greatest gift that I can give my children, more than money or properties or cars or toys or the complete set of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The greatest gift that I can give them is an intact, loving marriage relationship. And this coming week, my wife and I are going out to make sure that that is no kids. Because we're serious about this. They understand that. It's going to be hard. Look at how cute they are. When I come home, they're, Daddy, Daddy. They're all around. I love that. I love being a daddy. But if I'm going to be a good daddy, I have to be a good husband. And that's something that I will make sure will happen. And if I'm doing that, then that's the greatest gift that I can give them. But if they start as good as they are, as cute as they are, if I start elevating them before God, then they can become an idol in my life. Kung pinapakita ko lang, pagyayabang ko lang, ang galing nung magpiano nung isa, ang galing magsayaw nung isa, ang galing kumanta nung isa. And that's what the only thing I talk about. I don't talk about their tantrums. I don't talk about their fighting. If I just, I keep lifting them up because it's starting to make me look good. Then it's become an idol in my life. I'm feeding my ego. Wow, they're all so cute. They all look like their mom. That can bring insecurity in a man's life. But no, it's not. Because they look like me. Anyway. See, nagiging idol. Okay, Lord, sorry. I'm back. Okay. Other things can be an idol in our lives. Relationships can actually be an idol. Now, that's the ultimate. Papa, but if I break up with him, baka last trip na to. Wala na magmamahal sa akin. Kapareho ng pagmamahal niya sa akin. Wala na. Pasapasa ka na. Pasapasa na ako, but no one's gonna hold me the way they do. Ta-da. Sinasaktan ka na. But that can be an idol in our lives because we're lifting it up. You're not going to your victory group because you have a date. You're not going to church because you have a date. You have to cook for them or do. I mean, it can become an idol. I'm not saying don't be in a relationship. We want you to be in a relationship with God first, with others next. And when you are in a relationship, it's a godly relationship that we want. Okay? It could be your job. Your job is now being elevated. Na hindi ka na nakikita ng mga anak mo, hindi ka na nakikita ng pamilya mo, because the job is the ultimate thing. It's good to provide for your family. Yes, do work. I'm not saying don't work, but when it's becoming elevated beyond God, then it can become an idol in our lives. Is it fame that you're asking for? How many of you would like that type of shoulders? Personally, I don't. I like my shoulders. But people run after these things. They're running after fame or money. These are things that are not necessarily bad things, but they can become an idol in our lives. Tama? You can dress up a pig. You like these? I like them. I like them fried. I like them boiled. I like them sinigang. Okay. It's cute, right? Cute. You agree with me, they're cute. You can dress up a pig. You can remove them from the mud, dress them up, make them look cute, put different outfits on them. Okay? And ultimately they're still pigs. Once you remove all of that, once you remove your guard over them, where are they gonna go? They're gonna go here. But you put so much effort in making them look like this. You put so much effort. You know what? That's precisely what God did for us. We were there. That's where we are. We're in the mud. We're in the muck. We're in our sin and all of that. And God removes us and gives us not the pink on me, okay? But He removes us and gives us something that's good. And that's the way we treat Him sometimes. In spite of the good things that He wants for us, the cleanliness, the clean things, the holiness that He wants for us, we go back here. Let this be clear to everyone here. You are not a pig. Okay? Hindi ka baboy. Huwag natin babuyin yung buhay na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. And that's what we do. We bring it back to the mud. That's not what God wants for us. That's why He's so jealous. Parang binihisan ka na ng ganyan, tapos bakit ka pa babalik doon? And many times that's what we do. Let's not go back to that because that's not God's plan for us. Remember, that's where demons went to. They went into the pigs and they went off and killed themselves. God is so jealous for us. He wants that to be intact in our lives. Let's not give ourselves the life that God has given us and give it to something that's not His will. That will just leave the dirt. Let's leave it in our past. And let's continue. Do we still make mistakes today? Yes. But every time that happens, we can turn back to Him in repentance and say, Lord, help me in this. Not only that, Lord, put godly people around me that will help me in this. And when we continue to do that, then the bride that God is coming back to, that's us. It's the church. And God's promise is He's coming back for a church without wrinkle, a holy church. And that means that's you and me dealing with all our different issues and leaving it in the past and living the life that He wants for us. You know, when we talk about jealousy and the positive and the negative, the bad and good jealousy, the bad jealousy, you know, it starts with love. Love for that particular thing or a particular person. But once that jealousy starts to happen, there's a choice that they make. That jealousy can turn into anger. Jealous anger that will turn to hate. It's amazing how sometimes you love someone so much, and in the next moment when something happens, your hatred is actually stronger than your love for that person. That's seen in the scriptures with David's children. Yung si Tamar, was his son was so in love with Tamar. Mahal na mahal niya. But once that relationship was violated, his hatred for Tamar was stronger than his initial love for her. And that's the negative part of jealousy. But with godly jealousy, it starts out with love. There's going to be pain when you're jealous. There's going to be pain and anger sometimes. But the result of it will continue to be love. It's not going to change. And that's the godly. You still want the best for that person. And worldly jealousy will start from love and turn to hate. Godly jealousy will start with love and remain loving. And that's precisely what God did for all of us. When people will, because of their jealousy and anger, will kill, steal, and destroy, what Jesus did was He was the one that died for us. He took the punishment. He took the pain. And to make sure that we can have a relationship with Him. That's the love of God for all of us. He did not stop loving you. He did not, in spite of everything that we've done, in spite of who we are, God continued to love us. I want us to understand this. And that great deep love that He has for us wants to restore that relationship, wants to build that relationship. That's why He is jealous for us. He doesn't want us to veer away. I want us to stand up and let's just sing this worship song once again. And I hope just let the love of God be poured out in our lives today. As we listen to this and we understand that it's a jealous God that's after us, it is something that we want. And it's based on His love. It's based on the deep relationship, the intimate relationship that He wants for you and for me.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers,
please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.